Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 702 of the Overseas Connection podcast. Today is September 25th, 2022. I am one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And joining me today, we have two lovely individuals and a toilet. First and foremost, Robin Tate, spinning the decks.
Hello,
Robin.
Hello there. Good evening. Good to be back on the show. Good to be back. It's our weekly therapy session.
It really is. It is a therapy session. Yeah. Absolutely. Also joining us for our weekly therapy, Kim Woods.
And God, do I need it. But anyway, that's another subject for another day. Howdy, everybody, from lovely Missouri, where it's actually halfway decent. I can wear shorts again today. Say yay!
Yay!
Right?
You did say yay.
I did say yay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we're a video game podcast. If this is your first time listening to us,
I'm sorry.
We do talk about video games for the most part, but we also talk about life. We talk about all kinds of things. We also think of ourselves as being more mature, but that is absolutely false. All you have to do is look at some of our chats and you will understand that that is patently false. We are completely immature, but we're a little on the older side. We broadcast every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. in the time zone that nobody cares about. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. We also put forward an audio podcast so you can catch it while you're grooving to the oldies and doing your workout. Who knows? So that's the story. That's pretty much it. We're going to get into the show now. Without further ado, let's talk about a couple birthdays. Gary Symington is turning. What do we, Kim? What do you want to give Gary this year? What do we say?
Yeah, 27.
Generous. Yeah. Gary's turning 27th on the 30th. That may be slightly inaccurate, but yeah, either way, he is.
On Facebook, some people that aren't really worried about their age, you know, put their age on it. And Gary's right. One of these good-looking guys that is older than he looks, so he doesn't have that. So I can't tell you what age he's going to be. But okay. I'd say Gary is at least 80.
At least 80. Okay.
Yeah.
There's also this gentleman, Greg D. Something. We're not going to actually name him for prosperity's sake and just because he wants to remain anonymous. Sources say possibly turning 91.
Wow.
This September 29th. Yeah. Also, just new to the notes, mind you, I just threw these in there. Wilma Giel, my mother-in-law, she turns 21 on the 26th. And my nephew, Austin Carr, also turning, we'll age him a little bit. He's a young guy. He's funny. So he'll handle.
Carr.
Yeah, he'll
See,
handle
he was
52.
From England. You know, that's somebody with like English irony there because Austin was a very famous car in the 60s and 70s here.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody, you know, yeah. So I was at an award ceremony the other day, and a girl was called up for an award at the school, and her name was Sky Walker.
Nice.
And Sky Walker. So their dad's a nerd, or somebody's a nerd in there. He got away with that one.
Yeah, the wife must not have known. Otherwise, she would have absolutely said no way.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Skywalker. Yeah.
Austin Carr, not named after the most famous of British people, Austin Powers.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
I baby.
I know he's not British. I know. Anyway, so birthdays. Let's mm-hmm. just a jingle.
It's your birthday. Yes, it is your birthday.
Okay.
Are we?
That's it.
Anyway.
Yeah. A little short version this week. What do you say? We talk about some story time, guys. Yes, sure. No, maybe so?
Possibly.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
I don't know if this is really my favorite time of the day or not, but we're going to talk about story time regardless. So this is just us having a little chit-chat, talking about what's been going on. So that being said, Kim, what's been going on with you?
Ooh, a little bit of everything. Let's see where to start. Well, I threw my old PS4 and a couple of games and a couple of controllers and a headset that won't work with my PS5, but it will work with the PS4 up on eBay. And it was up there, I don't know, I listed it at $275. And it was up there for maybe an hour, and I got a bid for $250, so I took it. So
Now, let's back this up a second, though, because you originally were like, I'm going to throw it up on eBay, and I think I could get $250 for it.
Right.
And so, you were questioning whether you were going to list it or not, and we just said, you know, do it. And you smartly listed it higher.
Right.
And they came in at what you were looking for.
Exactly. Yeah. So I scored on that. So I've got to ship it out tomorrow. It's going to Florida. There's some nice person down there. Hopefully they'll enjoy it as much as I do.
Now, questions. Sorry, Kim, right. You're not going to get with more questions. Did you include shipping or is shipping extra?
Yes, I included shipping.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Because someone, if I remember correctly, when I listed all that Halo stuff, told me that I should include shipping because they might buy it. So
including shipping is always one of those things where you can list it at a higher price, but if you say free shipping, people stupidly will just buy it.
Right, exactly.
It works every time.
That's what I did. And like I said, they sent me an offer of $250 and I'm like, that'll work. So maybe I could have got more out of it if I had listed it for a little more, but you know what? I'll take it. It works for me. So like I said, it'll go Friday and hopefully they get some enjoyment out of it.
Now, did you select the 1 month shipping plan so it'll get to them in February?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, around here, because we are rednecks, it's, you know, mules and stuff. Well, so, you know, it'll take it about that long to even get there.
You know, it'll be delayed because of the hurricane season.
Probably.
And stuff like that. And the strike that's going on with the rail workers. And
Yeah.
Blame Joe Biden. Yeah, blame him.
Right.
Always.
Another eBay news. I thought I was going to upgrade my mic for the podcast because, well, I thought, well, why not? And right. I bid on a HyperX Quadcast S, which is one of the newer ones, because the guy had it and he bought it and apparently it didn't work with his laptop or something. I don't know. And he priced it for $60 for buy it now, and I put a bid in for $50. Well, I won the damn thing because it seemed like no sooner I put the bid in, he closed it out, and I thought, well, that's kind of odd, but okay. Yeah, because it still had like 6 days on it, and I'm like,
that is strange.
Yeah, and I get an email like at 2:00 in the morning. Well, that's when it came in. I didn't read it at 2:00, but anyway, I get an email at like 2:00 a.m. They're like, you won. I'm like, but it still had like a week on it. How did I win? But whatever, no big deal. Well, then it was maybe because I checked it at 7:00 and I got ready to pay for it, but then I thought, no, I'll wait. You know, whatever, because like they give you like 4 days to pay for it.
Right.
Well, then I get an email back from eBay saying that he had canceled it because apparently he had a problem with my shipping address, which is weird because I have a regular street address now like everybody else.
Right.
So I don't understand what the problem was, but I didn't question him on it. I'm like, well, whatever. And he relisted the damn thing. And I thought about going back and bidding on it again.
Ah, you know. That seems a little shady. That seems like
You wanted someone to hit the PayPal button straight away as soon as they won and take your money and then relist.
Right. Yeah. That's what I kind of figured. So I figured.
That or he accidentally closed it out early.
Right.
And didn't, you know, realizing he should have let it go longer because he could have potentially got more money.
Right.
And so, oh, I'm sorry, I had a problem with your shipping address.
Right.
It's a normal address. I need something that's non-normal.
Right. So anyway, I let it go. I figured, fuck it. A new one's only like $120. So I decided to bite the bullet and go for it. I'll just buy a new one and carry on.
Okay. You're probably going to be better off with the new.
Right. So that was my big eBay stories for the day. One I went out on and the other one I didn't, which, like I said, maybe that was a good thing because maybe he was going to screw me over anyway.
Robin, do you have a lot of luck with eBay? Do you eBay a lot?
I do. No, not a lot, but regularly. I mean, I think I have a rating of over 300 plus on it over the years. Not that often. I buy bits and pieces. I used to do an awful lot more, but I have got stung a couple of times. Once on a computer, which at the beginning of eBay, which I should have known better.
Right.
Didn't realize the twat had like one of a rating.
Right.
Yeah. He's probably
but he was it was a pure scam, you know, and it went too cheap, and I should have known better. It was a gift horse, but generally it's been, I've been okay, but you just have to be cautious.
Yep.
You know, check their rating. If it's below 10, be very, very, very wary.
Right.
Yeah. I think I tend to use Facebook Market more than I do eBay.
No, yeah. Yeah. So Gumtree. Yeah, Gumtree was a very big thing here over here for a few years.
Okay.
And now Facebook Marketplace seems to be it. It's kind of wiped out Gumtree because it's integrated with your social media thing already. And it's so easy just to hit that. So yeah, I mean a lot of the stuff I bought for the gaming rig, you know, some of the, you know, the monitor stand and the monitors came from there, and that the big black unit came from a shop that was closing down, and you know, different bits of memorabilia and stuff from Facebook Marketplace. So, and that's a weird place too. Is this still available?
Right.
How much is
it? That's the thing that kills me.
When you list on it, you know, the first line when I'm selling something is, because I sold a lot of stuff there, furniture and bits and pieces when we cleared the old house. You know, the first line is, if you're reading this item is still available. You know, I cannot deliver very clearly on it.
Right.
On the price. Right. So you all get, is this available? How much is it? Can you deliver?
Just, right.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Can you not read?
Yeah. I think my favorite is, you know, because we'll get multiple people saying, yeah, I'm interested. And Cindy's really good. She'll create like a waiting list, like you're first, you're second. So if this person doesn't get it, you know, and she usually does within 24 hours. You have 24 hours to respond. If you don't respond, we move to the next person. But inevitably, we'll get somebody. If I give you, you know, $5 more, can I have it now? It's like, no.
No, you're going to screw somebody over.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
fair enough. That would be nice. But, you know, a deal's a deal, you know?
Yep.
Right.
Oh. So, all right. Okay. Mm. Robin, let's circle back to you real quick. I know we'll come back to you, Kim. I know there's more to talk about. But I'm just going to keep it lively. We're flowing. Robin, what's been going on with you?
I think I'm old now, Greg.
Robin, you are old, for the record. This is not thinking.
Like a month ago or so, I had a sore knee, like for no particular reason. And now I have a sore elbow, like tennis elbow. And it's annoying because it's my right arm, and I do so much with my right arm. So
Even
brushing my teeth is sore at the moment. So, while Judith was out there this evening, I put the deep heat on. Oh, you smell like a hospital. So, I don't know what it is. It's like tennis elbow, you know, but I can't remember lifting anything really hard to strain it. But, I don't know.
Okay.
We've had a good weekend. The little village, Grace Hill, beside us had their Scarecrow Festival. And Grace Hill is a beautiful little Moravian churched village with a village square, which is green with a little pond, really old, all stone buildings, very, very exclusive, very nice little place to live. And every year they have the scarecrow. So every house makes a scarecrow and they put it outside and they're themed.
Okay.
And in the green, there's lots of other little scarecrow displays. So there was everything from bales of hay and in a circle around, and they were all dressed up like minions doing different things. And there was a speed cop scarecrow with the radar camera out as a scarecrow. And I got some photographs taken with me, which I shared for you. There was one which I thought was really funny of a woman bending down doing gardening. And I could do nothing but grab her backside scarecrow and get a photograph taken with that. So, so it's a nice little festival. That wasn't real. That was a scarecrow. Yes, Greg.
That was legitimately a scarecrow.
Yes.
I always thought that was Judith. I thought you had taken, like, I was going to take a picture of you standing behind Judith. And I was like, oh, you're going to regret that.
Yeah.
But
Scarecrow. Right. Yeah. So that was something. I mean, we had a nice walk around it. That was lovely. The weather was good. It was supposed to happen a few weeks back, but then the Queen had passed away and they put it off. And it was good because that weekend was really wet, and this was that lovely day, the crisp sort of autumn day. So that was lovely.
Okay.
And then yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we had one of my nieces came along and babysat. And then Judith and I and two friends of ours went off to the spa.
Okay.
And we were in the final hot tub, the little small one at the far end where we spent some time in, Greg.
Yeah.
At 10 to 10 last night was when we left there, and we had bottle of Prosecco. And
I hope they cleaned that hot tub out
since we've been in it. It was funny. You actually came up earlier in the day. We were at the far side having some cocktails in the other hot tubs, and there's people there. We end up chatting with them. And they were just talking about, you know, you see like, you know, the spa, like, you know, two girls there and they're just mates and they're chilling out. But two guys, you kind of go, well, they're probably gay. Well, there's nothing to say there was anything wrong with that. But I was saying, yeah, I completely understand that. And I have the photographs to prove it. Because I was here with my mate from not LA a while ago, and we have some very gay little selfies together.
Yes.
But we had a lovely time. It was really, really nice. Nice and chilled, nice, relaxed, and that was kind of good. Have you been doing anything?
So Cindy's gone again for the weekend. She's actually down with her mother celebrating her birthday, so a little bit more positive thing.
Good.
And so I took this weekend to create a drain, like a drainage system for our pavers. So we put some flagstone pavers in the backyard.
A system.
And yeah, well, not really a system.
Technical.
It sounds technical. This was very makeshift. I couldn't buy anything for this. I had to put this all together myself. And so far, so good. Cross fingers. But I had to lift all the pavers up, dig a trench out underneath, and I basically created a drain hole. Ooh. And then I have a pond tubing running to another drainage area that's actually built for drainage in our backyard. Yep. So it'll drain properly and dump into where there would be a drain hole, because we don't have a drainage area near where it puddles up.
So the pipe you put underneath the ground, did you put holes in the top of it then?
I did not. No, there's actually a great drain right in the corner where it all puddles up. So it filters into that, and then it goes out off to the left and then dumps out into another drain. Very pleased the way it's turned out. I was a little nervous, to be honest.
That'll
I should have done
for
this.
All the water you get there, it'll be fantastic. Yeah, from the sprinkler system. Yeah, very good.
That's pretty much what it is. that was the only thing I've done this whole weekend. Other than that, worked out last night, had a kind of a very me day because Colin was at daycare most of the day, so I could work on the drainage system. Mm-hmm. And then at night, we had a sitter come and for some respite care. And originally we had it scheduled thinking Cindy was going to be here. She wasn't. So I took the time. I went, did a workout, came back, had a nice dinner. And I was tired. I can legitimately say I was beat. I had over 16,000 steps in for the day. So I was like, okay, I put in my time. But the funniest part, I worked out at the gym and I got in a good workout. I came out and I was like, okay, I need to take a shower. I'm going to change clothes and I'm going to go grab dinner. I get out of the shower. I'm back to the locker. I'm pulling out my clothes. Fuck. I forgot socks.
Hipster.
So I said, screw it. I just went with no socks. And, you know, I was the no socks guy with the shoes. Hipster. But it was good. It was good fun.
Oh, that's good. That's good. This week ahead for me is quite a busy week. I've got a lot of meetings tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, I'm in Dublin for most of the day. I've got a meeting late in the afternoon. And then I have to go to a place called Skibbereen.
Skibbereen,
which is south of Cork, which is from Dublin, even another 4 or 5 hours drive. And then, so I've got a meeting on Thursday morning down there. The crazy thing about it is this meeting will probably last for about 3/4 of an hour to an hour.
And then you're coming back.
7 hours drive home again.
Oh, that's so brutal. That is brutal. Yeah.
But sure, what the heck? I'm getting away. So the gaming handheld Steam Deck will travel with me once more. And
there you go.
If I'm not too tired when I get in. Judith, we've booked in a sort of an early present. The same people that were out in Spa last night, she's going to, maybe mentioned this before, cook some like a Mexican food course at a very, very nice restaurant.
And, okay.
I just booked accommodation for a night away. It's just in Belfast, but right in the heart of Belfast. Called Taylor's Place, a really quirky little place. It's funny, it has a pool table in it, and this really quirky thing in the city. Didn't even realize it was apartments there. So that's in November, so that's looking forward to that. Vegas, baby.
Vegas.
Gotta work
just out. Saying. It's we're The hall passes have been given, so now it's just a matter of planning.
That was actually brought up last night again, so the sooner we get a date scheduled in there, I'll have a look at some flights and get that organized. And I must speak to any other volunteers that want to come along.
Absolutely. We are taking volunteers.
Long weekend in Vegas. So
long weekend in Vegas. Yeah. Nothing can go wrong, but everything will stay in Vegas.
It'll be March.
Except for all the pictures we take.
March, April, May time. So we need to just work out a date, but it's the earlier part of the year. So that'll be some fun and some drinking and some gaming and maybe some shooting and lots of laughs, hopefully.
Not shooting on
the street, but maybe go somewhere and shoot.
That's right. I was following you there. I was following you there. Kim's booking her flights now. Mm-hmm. Kim.
Yes.
Give me some good news.
I got a little good news followed by some slightly bad news. But here, we've had some health scares here in the family lately. My little nephew, who's 3, he had some lymph nodes swollen, and they thought maybe he might be diabetic. So we went through a week of screaming 3-year-old because he didn't want his blood sugar taken, as you can imagine. Well, at least until he figured out there was a button on the little sticker thing, and he could push it, and it would stick his finger. Then it made it a little more bearable. But the good news is he's not diabetic, and the lymph nodes apparently are nothing to worry about unless they get bigger, and so far they haven't.
Good.
And then my uncle was in the hospital and was really bad off. They thought his kidneys were shutting down, a whole bunch of other things. Well, I guess it turned out to be an obstruction, and they released him here Thursday or Friday. But I just got a text message from my sister an hour or so ago. Apparently, they loaded him up in an ambulance and took him back to the hospital, because once he got home, he didn't stay better. He started getting worse again, same thing that he had before. And the thing is, on top of all that, I have another uncle that just found out he's got cysts on his kidneys.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm batting 1,000 in the sick uncle department, but hopefully, they'll pull through all this and it'll be okay. We'll see. But all the good news, like I said, my nephew's fine. So
yeah, that is great news. That is really great news, Kim.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a couple shows.
Sure.
Turn attention to the entertainment center of the world.
Yes, that's right.
So I'm going to start.
Star Wars.
No, I'm going to actually start with Ring of Power. Oh. Ring of Power, this is the Amazon Prime show. By the way, Amazon Prime has been showing all of the football games on Thursday night. They're doing a great job. I very much have enjoyed their coverage. I think they are carving out a spot for themselves in the broadcast arena. And what's great is it's in 4K. Love it. Anyway, so Ring of Power. I really want to like this show.
But?
I can't really even say there's a but to it. It's just... there's always a but to it. But, you know... I feel like the pacing is just off a little bit. It doesn't. There's a lot of setup in this show, and so everything kind of plods along a little bit. But I absolutely love a lot of the characters.
This is the Lord of the Rings thing.
Okay. Yeah, in the show, the characters are fantastic. I think they're doing a really good job of being also true to kind of the Lord of the Rings and kind of how it is matching up. So. I like it, but it's not exactly wowing me. Visually, it looks fantastic. The acting is all great, but there's just something that just seems a little off. And I think it's the pacing of the story and it progressing. It just doesn't seem like it's moving fast enough for me. We'll see. I'm definitely going to stick with it. And so, from there... We go full, on the total opposite end of the spectrum to Andor.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Disney Plus Star Wars. And holy crap, I absolutely love this show.
It's very different for Star Wars.
Yes.
It's very girly watchable. Somebody that isn't Star Wars-y. Do you know what I mean? Judith would.
Well, so I'm going to put it in a different perspective, which either is going to be insulting to us, Robin, or it's going to be reaffirming. It's mature.
Right.
It's a well-written, well-directed, well-acted science fiction story. Mm. And it looks visually great. The story is fantastic. Everything about this show has been just a home run. And I could not be more pleased. This is what Disney should have been doing with every one of their series, if, in my opinion. This is by far the best product they've put out probably in 2+ years. And that's including all the Marvel stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And even Harry Potter's stepmom is pretty good, isn't it?
Everybody loves Harry Potter's stepmom.
You realize that the character, who that is?
That's the older lady. I forgot her name, but yes.
Yeah. I love the robot. The little red robot is kind of cool.
Yes. And but again, I don't feel like there's any sidekick character. And that's one thing I love about this series is traditionally in Star Wars, you always have your main actors, your main characters, and then you have some comedic little sidekick characters that they're varying degrees of funny. But they're there for the kids. They're there to make things a little bit lighthearted. This has none of that. The robot, it has some character to it, but it's not a focus.
Right.
You never feel like it's not R2-D2 in any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. I'm just very pleased with Andor. Highly recommend.
I like the story. I like the flashbacks and how it's all coming together. It's funny. No, not funny. No. No, it's good. It's good. I like it. And I like some of the familiar enough characters, people, actors that we have kind of known, because and they're good solid people. And it's nice that it's really the origin stories of the rebellion, I suppose, is what this is. So that's kind of good. It's refreshingly good Star Wars.
Yes, I would agree.
Some of the other ones have been bad. But
no, I don't want to dismiss the other Star Wars movies, but I've always wanted more serious. And Rogue One, to me, is like the pinnacle of the best Star Wars. And Andor right now is higher than Rogue One in my mind.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So it is good. It's being mature, but it's also being mature in an interesting way that they're not having to use graphic violence or language or, you know, nudity, that kind of thing, to make it mature, which usually that's the tropes that kind of get something to be mature. This is just good, grounded, well-written story. And so
it's not going to be like Halo and I'm going to have, you know, Master Chief ass in my face.
No Master Cheeks in your face, no.
Good deal. Well, I will say, I'm not much of a, I mean, I like Star Wars, but I'm not like a gigantic fan. But I will say, when I saw the advertisement for Andor, it did look really good. So it definitely looked something I would watch.
I think you should, Kim, because the key for me is, it doesn't feel like your Star Wars. I mean, if you didn't put Star Wars on this and you just said this was a science fiction movie.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, totally. So,
even the security guard team are kind of laughable, you know.
I love that interaction with them. I thought that was great.
You know, the guy whose neck is now on the line because what has happened. And he's done something that he shouldn't have, which of course he's going to get into major trouble for.
Oh, totally.
But he reminds me of there's an English sci-fi thing from the late 80s, early 90s called Red Dwarf over here.
Yep.
And the head character, there's a guy with a hologram with the H on his head. Lister's the main guy, whatever that guy. But he just reminds me of that. Trumped up security guard guy who is really a chicken. He's really a chicken, and then you've got the wee tough guy. He's also really a chicken, but it's just a bully. So it's good because but they're not in imperial uniforms or anything. You do talk a bit about that, but it's kind of cool. And the grittiness even of their little dropships, they're so basic.
Yeah,
you know,
No,
it's dirty sci-fi. It's good.
I also want to say it was almost like the very last bit of this last episode. It felt almost a bit like Saving Private Ryan. The shell shock of the incident, the situation.
Yeah.
I suddenly drew that conclusion. I was like, okay, this just is hitting on so many great modes. Also, can we talk about She-Hulk real quickly?
No.
I reckon, but I assume I'm judging from the show notes. You don't like it.
I don't have a problem with She-Hulk per se.
Right.
What I hate about She-Hulk, it's not the story. It's not the fact that they have a woman Hulk or, you know, that they've made She-Hulk. It's none of that. It's that in this series, they decided for some dumb reason that they were going to break the fourth wall. And so she constantly turns to the camera and talks to the audience. I hate this on so many levels. It's not something that should be part of the Marvel Universe. It's never been. And it immediately just, it makes this feel like it's not part of Marvel at all. So I it's also, it's not funny. The worst part is it's not funny. So, Boomer's saying she does that in the comic all the time. Yeah. Well, damn it, I don't care. They should have killed it for this because it's not funny. It just, it ruins this series for me.
I don't know. I think the best breaking of the fourth wall ever was done and dusted and will never be beat again. It was in Smokey and the Bandit when Burt Reynolds uses the police for one of the first times and just looks at the camera and just a wee tiny smile. And that was it. And that's perfect. And that was it. Never done it again in the whole movie. That was it.
Yeah. And so it's like, if they had done it just the one time, maybe, I probably wouldn't have cared. But this, it's constantly they do it. And for me, it's just falling flat. So, on She-Hulk, for me.
Yeah.
Deadpool, other people have been enjoying it.
It worked. It works in Deadpool. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it. Deadpool.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Anything else?
So, yeah, just finally, I've started to rewatch The Expanse. I went right back
to do this.
The very, very first series, because I rushed through everything. I really binged it all. And I forgot quite a bit of it, and it is such a fantastic series. I'm 4 or 5 episodes in this week, just watching it on and off here and there, and it's fabulous. So I mean, The Expanse. If you have never watched The Expanse, watch it. A real treat of a series. Very, very good. And that sort of, I suppose maybe they're talking about the game, Telltale style game for it, which be I'd like that. Anyway,
okay,
that's about it. All right, that's it.
Yeah.
On that note. Let's talk some video games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right. So the intent here is we will do a little bit of round robin on what we've been playing. So don't read off your whole list, people.
Okay.
One game only.
Well, that won't be hard for me, so.
Ah, well, we'll save you for last then, Kim. Robin, let's start with you. What do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about these headphones.
Okay, so all right.
New headphones, the Xbox LS50X, which are supposed to work with Xbox and PC, and they work with PC and my new fandangled PC rig. My PC told me it was time to upgrade to Windows 11, which I did.
Uh-oh.
And now they don't work.
Oh, shit.
And I've tried lots of things, and I was looking today again about different routes to try and sort it, but it seemingly they are no longer officially supporting PC.
Ouch.
Which is a pain in the butt.
Ouch.
So I'm gonna have to try and get that one because I don't really want to have to buy another set of good headphones because they were great value and they're fabulous. So I'm going to try this week and see if I can sort that out if I get the chance. On that same big PC, I played a game because I was, as I mentioned last week, there's lots of ports from the graphics card, and I was going to try a Steam Link to fire over to the big TV to save all the graphic card ports and messing up my triple screens or quad screens. And I did, and I played Aliens Colonial Marines.
Really?
Of course, yeah. Well, and so you know what?
Right.
Through the Steam Link, it looked like shit. Really, and I don't think the Steam Link is the right thing because graphically it looked terrible.
Yeah.
So there must be a better way to get it over to the big TV.
I had a Steam Link at one point. I have.
That was an open goal.
I tried it a couple times. It was
an open goal and you missed.
I'm not going to kick you while you're down.
I could only get it to run at 30 or 40 megabytes per second on the stream.
Interesting.
And so it's going from, to the high, because these are high-speed hubs that I have here.
Right.
So I can't imagine it's network traffic, but I don't know how fast the Steam Link goes to. Now, I only tried it once, so I didn't get a lot of time, and it was in with kids running around me. So I must try that. But, I imagined that I could have done it through the new PC, and it would look absolutely fantastic. So I'm blaming the Steam Link completely on it.
Okay.
I did try to jump into some multiplayer games, but there was nobody around to play. Funny enough, I don't know. They must have been all away for tea or something. They must have been all away for tea. There was nobody in the lobbies.
Go figure.
Yeah. So, there's that. I played some more.
He didn't really pay attention to what I said at the beginning, did he, Kim?
No.
I played some more ACC, of course. I actually got a 3/4 of an hour this afternoon and played a online race. I'm whizzing my way up to that licensing thing again. So you have to get a safety rating. So my safety rating is almost at the point where I can apply for a professional or license sort of thing. So I'm getting there. But the guy that I bought my wheel off, my really good wheel, has kept in touch.
Okay.
And how are you getting on, blah, blah, blah. And we have this iRacing League. Now, iRacing is probably the biggest online sim that's out there. And it's a subscription service. And I signed up for 3 months. But it's
okay.
But you pretty much buy everything. You have to buy the tracks. You have to buy all the cars. And, you know, and he's in all these different leagues. And he says, Robin, we've got a league on Tuesday night with a Brands Hatch. And it's in this Ferrari. And it's not too dear. Now, to buy the flipping track is $17. And the car is $4. So I've done that anyway. So I signed up to the iRacing thing and I threw it on, and graphically it looks so friggin' terrible. Seriously,
I was waiting for this. I've heard and seen stuff from iRacing. I know it's more about the simulation, not so much the graphical fidelity. So
the braking is very, very different, you know, like so ACC is all GT3 cars. So it's, you know, Mercedes Benzes and all fancy Audis. And they rely a lot on ABS brakes and traction control. Where if we were playing on the Xbox and an Xbox racing game or
Forza.
Forza, right? Goodness me, and Forza, frag me! I'm leaving my past behind.
You're old.
Yeah, I am. That's what it is. Going fast meant that you turned your traction control down as low as you could and your ABS down as low as you could. But these big fast cars in Assetto Corsa, you rely on that. You rely on the ABS. You rely on traction control. I mean, there's all different settings, you know, how bump it is. And iRacing goes the other way, where it's, again, the lower the better. So you're locking up brakes all over the place. And it's a very different driving style. So I thought, I'll put a few laps in today. But I texted the guy and said, look, I've done this. I'll maybe appear on Tuesday. I'm not quite sure. But it's very hard to look at. It is, you know, when I'm used to ACC, it's very hard to look at. And he came back. He was quite offended. I think he said.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was it he said? Hold on, I'll just read it out here. John. Installed iRacing yesterday. Gotta say, it's hard to look at after playing an ACC. Seriously, I find iRacing looks brilliant compared to a set of competition. But they do say that competition needs a good PC. Anyway, yeah. So, I don't know yet, you know, I'm running a set of competizioni on triple screens at 120 frames per second.
Right.
I believe that's pretty good. So it does look like beautiful. And of course, iRacing looks as good as it can, but it just looks like it's 10 years old or 15 years old. So I don't know. I'll do it. I've been asked, how much have you spent on your rig so far? Do you feel you're getting value from it? Yes, I do feel like I'm getting value from it. My problem.
Well, you actually have to say that because Dan's here for one, and
it's time.
And also, you spent so much money on it. You have to say this, Robin.
It's time.
You have to.
It's time. Time is my issue.
It'll always be your issues, right? Yeah, so I mean, this is the best part or the worst part about as we get older. We have more money to be able to spend on gaming. Yeah. We just have less time. And right, when we're younger, we have more time, we have less money. So it's the cycle of life.
Thoroughly enjoying it. I was going to buy a swing-out keyboard shelf, the little glass shelf I had here. I could, that'll do a perfect keyboard shelf. And I'm all chuffed. I've got a DIY keyboard shelf, and it works really well. Anyway, yes, I'm really enjoying the time. I think to get really good, and I want to get good at this, you have to invest the time and practice and all of that there. So I'm never, ever going to be that guy. I mean, today and last night? No, it was the night before. Yeah, that was Friday evening. I had a good session to, you know, maybe 2 hours or so here. And I was in a race, and I jumped into the lobby, and I was late in the lobby. So I was 25th or 26th on the grid, and I finished sixth. I'm, you know, and today it was the same sort of thing. It was like a half hour race, and I think I finished seventh today. And it was really just, it was great, good racing, good fun. So yes, it would be lovely to be up at the top, but as long as the racing's good. How much have I spent on it so far? I don't know, probably, I know, Dan, you're a bit, you know, I don't know, up
higher,
probably. Just if I take everything.
Yeah, which you should.
Yeah, I ordered a power USB hub today because I'm running out of USB slots. Probably not a kick in the ass off £5,000.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, the hardware part of it was $2,500, almost $3,000, and then the actual frame rig and the screens and then all the cabling and all the
extra pieces. You did offset some of this, though. You sold the pool table.
Yeah, that's gone. Yeah, so it did. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, but I would say it's not a kick in the ass for £5,000.
Yeah. Okay. So,
yeah. And all right. Hook up your Steam Deck to the TV and use that to stream from.
Yeah.
Hook up the Steam Deck to the TV.
To the TV and then stream it from the Steam Deck from your PC to the TV. The Steam Deck should be.
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking about the Steam Deck. Sorry.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, yeah. Try and Steam. Oh, do the Steam Deck.
Yeah.
But can that's I actually. And then use a PC. Oh, well, that's an idea. Yeah, instead of a Steam Link. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, try that. Yep.
There we go.
It just seems. No, hold on. The reason I wanted to do this, Dan, was because I've got this friggin' big PC that you spec sitting over there, and I thought, yeah, why not use the power of all of those flipping frames per second and all that onto the big TV? You know? That's why. Yeah. Anyway, when I get fiddle time, you know what I mean, fiddle time.
Yes.
PC I've discovered is fiddle time. So, you know, sometimes you'll come, like the Xbox, you just switch it on and away you go. There's that beauty. But when you have four screens on your main rig and then three separate screens that you have an app to drive them and then keyboard logins and drivers and all that shit, you spend fiddle time. So, fiddle time. Fiddle time usually means skiving from work.
Okay. All right. Mm. I don't know anything about that, though, Robin, the whole skiving.
From work. No, you don't. No.
Kim, real quickly, by the way, let's do a shout out real fast to the chat. It's been pretty active. Let's give it some howdies, please.
All righty. Howdy out there to Snoogans and hey. Boomer and hey. Martin C and hey. Hardly Dan.
Hey.
So. Of course, it has been.
Kim, real fast, yes. Immortal Phoenix Rising, are we still enjoying it as much as you first started?
Yeah, actually, I mean, there's been a little, I don't know, it still crashes back to the dashboard every now and again, which is a little confusing. And I had that, like I was telling you about before, that it wouldn't save the game until I quit out the game completely and fired it back up again. But, I mean, other than that, yeah, I'm still enjoying it. Although the gathering things, like finding the ambrosia and opening the chests and all that stuff that are on the map, it's kind of getting a little witchery for me, which means there's a lot of it. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I think I'll put that off for a while and continue the story missions for a little bit. And then maybe go back and putter around and do the vaults. And holy shoot, screens just went weird on the Skype. But anyway, so yeah, I'm still enjoying it. I've put in about 40 hours, I think, so far. So pretty much right now, that's the only thing I've been playing is that. So I guess that tells you something there. So I've even got Anthony to play it. So
okay, yeah. All right. I have not gone back to Immortals Phoenix Rising yet. Jumped into some other stuff.
Right.
So I will talk real fast. Halo, PUBG, both were played this week. Halo with varying degrees of success. Mostly because Lewis wasn't there to be part of the team. We would have had a full squad had Lewis been there. So we had a much rougher time of it on Wednesday with Halo. I will say Friday, played a bunch of PUBG. and had a full squad with Mark, his both his sons, Jay and James. And we had quite a few chicken dinners, but beyond even the casual play, we were in the main ranks. I think we ended up getting like seven in total. So it was a good day for PUBG. And that's, you know, I mean, Snoogans wasn't there to, you know, kill me or, you know, get me killed or anything like that. So, you know, it was helpful. I see you in the chat there, Snoogans. I see you. Okay, so a couple new games. I checked out Shipbreaker. Mm-hmm. Mark apparently loves this.
Right.
I don't think it's for me. There's a lot of meticulous need in terms of the movements. It to me, it's very finicky. And I think this would be a game much easier on PC than it would be through a gamepad. You know, your job is you're kind of like a ship builder, wrecker kind of thing, where you're going in, you're taking pieces off of ships, you're replacing it, you're trying to help build them back up. So you're kind of like this worker in space building ships, or breaking them apart, if you will. It's not exciting to me. This right. It's kind of like, okay, it's a job. So I jumped off of Shipbreaker. I fired up Deathloop. And the first couple times I fired it up, I was pretty tired. And I knew I needed to pay attention because it's a lot more story than I expected. I kind of just thought it was going to be this open world where you're just trying to kind of figure things out. And to a degree, it is that, although it's not really an open world. It's more open environments, and it's very linear. It takes you along this story path. And it has these cool little effects where you'll see writing appear as you get closer to certain areas. And these are like notes from yourself to yourself. Because the premise of this game is you have amnesia. You don't remember who you are, but you're stuck in this time loop, and you keep dying and coming back and keep dying and coming back. And there's this one gal in particular who keeps trying to kill you. And so your job is to figure out how to break the time loop. And you come across clues and different puzzle pieces that will have you doing a lot of backtracking. There is a lot of kind of, you find this and then you'll have to go back to a certain place, you know, to kind of access it because you figure out you've got a code or something. I like it so far. Graphically, I like the design of it. It's visually pleasing. It runs great on the Series X. So I'll stick with it. I've been enjoying it so far. No complaints on my end. And that's good. Pretty much it for me.
Wow.
So let's talk about...
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
All right. Here's the deal, Robin and Kim. You both work for a major candy manufacturer.
Oh, geez.
Kim, you are on the distribution side. You make deals with other different candy makers. Mm-hmm. Robin, you are in charge of the chocolate division in particular.
Oh, God.
Kim, you now have a choice in front of you. There are three different candy bars that are presented to you that you have to either decide to carry as a new line of candy bar,
right?
A one-off that you're going to have at a special event and you'll never actually carry it as part of the company,
right?
And then one that you will just literally destroy. It will never, nobody will ever taste this candy again. Cool. Your three choices, Snickers, Kit Kat,
okay,
and an Almond Joy.
Almond Joy, I have no idea what that is.
I know Kim knows what these are, so.
Oh, I know what these are, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a feeling I know the direction this will go, but I'm not positive. But which candy bar are you just going to say nobody ever gets to try this again? Or actually, no, let's go reverse. What candy bar are you going to say, we carry this as a line? This is our new flagship candy bar. Snickers, Kit Kat, or Almond Joy, Kim?
I'm going to go with Snickers.
Snickers satisfies. That's a good choice. Absolutely. That's the flagship. So now, let's just go with the absolute polar opposite end of the spectrum. Which candy bar do you kill and nobody ever gets to try this candy bar?
Oh, this is easy for me. It's Kit Kat, totally.
That shocks me. Totally shocks me because Almond Joys are complete garbage.
No, I love I love Almond Joys. So.
I hate coconut.
That's my problem with Snickers and Almond Joy. Which one do I want to keep around all the time? And you know, but then I know people don't like coconut, so.
Shocking, shocking, shocking. Almond Joy gets the one-time event. Kit Kat is killed off.
Yeah.
I can't believe you killed off the Kit Kat.
I'll eat Kit Kats, but I don't know. They're not my favorite by any stretch because they're just, I don't know. They don't taste like anything. Because, I mean, with the Snickers, you've got the peanuts, the caramel, whole nut. And with the Almond Joy, you've got, like, the coconut, the dark chocolate, the almond. But Kit Kats just kind of,
This is amazing in-depth analysis that I did not expect.
Well, you know, I aim to please. So.
All right, Robin. Mm-hmm. We know where Kim went with this. Now I'm very curious. So, Robin, you are Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah.
Basically. You are dealing in chocolate, my friend. Shoot. You have to decide the fate of three different types of chocolate. They could be chocolate candy bars. Oh, they could be chocolate wafers. So here we go. Dark chocolate. Salted chocolate. Or raspberry chocolate?
Dark chocolate wins every time. I'm an old shit. I love my dark chocolate. And it has to be good dark chocolate.
Sounds great with ports.
The salted would be up there as well. That would be in second place. And the raspberry stuff is just a sweet confection. It's not real chocolate. The salted one would be, it's a borderline. I could live without either salted or raspberry. But, I was hoping that you could say which kid I was going to get rid of.
That's true. Mark was asking, which Oompa Loompa are you sacrificing?
Well, the first Oompa Loompa would probably, the one that would keep would be Kim. But the one that would definitely have to go would have to be Phil, I think. and which Oompa Loompa should everybody have a part of? Well, definitely Mark. And Mike TV is Richard Webster. So, that would be that. And, Augustus Gloop be me probably, and Kim would be the girl that had the chewing gum that went. Dark chocolate all the way. I'm that man. I am
okay.
I love my dark.
All right, chocolate. I can respect that. Mm-hmm. I can respect that. Yeah, all right. Well, this now brings us to actual news.
Here is the fucking news.
Well, God
now that
damn
we've covered the major topics. Now let's get into whatever you're going to talk about now, Robin.
Okay, well, God damn it, I am annoyed about this one. Oxenfree 2 Lost Signals is delayed until 2023. I loved Oxenfree. It was a great little sort of murder mystery, sort of 2D thing, mappy thing.
Yep.
Night School Studio has delayed the release of Oxenfree 2 Lost Signals. The sequel to 2016's Oxenfree won't arrive until next year. The developer announced on Saturday. To make Oxenfree 2 truly special, and add more localizations, we're moving to a release window of 2023. I appreciate them turning into my language. That'll be great. So, you know what? I love the game. I'll play it.
Real quickly, the chat is really angry over Kim's decision to kill Kit Kat. I was noticing some of the comments back there. So, anyway, continue on, Robin.
Well, you know, if Kim was to talk about how she eats a Kit Kat, that would actually send them all kind of bananas, probably. But on more Oxenfree news, it's now a free to download for Netflix subscribers. Imagine Netflix with games.
I'm right.
More than 6 years after its PC debut and 5 years after arriving on iOS and Android, Netflix is making Oxenfree freely available to those with a subscription to its streaming service. That wouldn't be me anymore. Starting today, you can download the new Netflix edition of the game for iOS and Android app stores. New to this version of Oxenfree is expanded localization support. All told, you can now play the game with subtitles in more than 30 languages. I'm going to do it in each language. Oxenfree joins Netflix's growing catalog of games, but it was particularly notable for being an in-house release. The company acquired Oxenfree developer Night School Studio last year. So there you go.
My question with Oxenfree 2 is, will it come to Xbox? Because they haven't listed Xbox, just PlayStation and Switch and PC, I think. So hopefully,
We'll see. Yeah. This is notable. This is, you know, Netflix's first studio buy. So, I mean, you know, I don't quite get where they are in the gaming space. it feels a little odd that they're offering games up. I don't know. Go figure.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Another one. Anyway, a couple of weeks back, Pete and I sort of broke some news. Well, broke along with lots of other people. And we were very excited about news for GTA 6. And we were talking about, there's new screenshots and some video. And we actually played some video on the screen. UK police have arrested the alleged GTA 6 hacker. So police in the UK have arrested a 17-year-old suspected hacker. Reports suggest that the arrest is connected with a Rockstar Games hack that led to a major Grand Theft Auto 6 leak. The individual may have also been involved with an intrusion on Uber as well. Hey, that's my cab. Get out. So this arrest, if it's true about this as well, actually brings some solidity to those rumors that the screenshots and video footage was dev footage from GTA 6.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Why is it always UK kids that are doing these hacks? That's what I want to know.
Because we're just the best on computers. We know about computers. We know about inboxes and outboxes and mouses and stuff
like
that.
Oh. Sure.
Interesting. Okay. EA Motive is working on a single-player Iron Man game.
I'm excited by this.
Yeah,
this makes me happy.
The last one. The last Iron Man-y sort of superheroes game, which was a bit of a damn squib. EA's Motive Studio is putting the finishing touches on its solid-looking Dead Space remake, but it's already looking ahead to other projects. EA announced that Motive has teamed up with Marvel to make an Iron Man game. An Iron Man game has great potential.
I think if they can give it the flying mechanics of Anthem, they're over halfway there. Because Anthem was great. The flying mode, it always felt like that was Iron Man.
Yeah. The way you got into the suit and stuff. I suppose it's the character and how they voice it.
Yeah.
And the story behind it. Because I'm sure they're not going to get Mr. Iron Man himself to voice that.
I doubt it.
Yeah. But if they get the story right. Because the mechanic is... Getting the mechanic right is not enough. Like Anthem, you have to have the story behind it in the gameplay.
Right.
Yep.
So will they do a Star Wars type thing and make it for the mature audience? Or will they just cash in for the Marvel brand?
Yeah.
She-Hulk. Microsoft confirms its recent Series X update lets Xbox One discs be played offline. Xbox Online DRM has been one of the biggest issues with the Xbox Series X consoles. Hasn't particularly been an issue with me, as outages and other issues have left players with no access to purchased games. My goodness, they should go for a walk. Another big complaint is that cross-platform Xbox One disc games have been inaccessible offline, even with games that don't require a connection. Now, a new update means you won't be forced to do an internet check or download from an Xbox One disc anymore, engineering lead Eden Marie confirmed in a tweet.
Hey, that's good. I'm all for the accessing your library offline. I think it makes sense. So
I take it the DRM, how will that work? So it must connect somewhere and store the DRM locally.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think that's the case. The good news is we no longer need an Xbox 360 to play offline.
Yeah. So again, I'm sure there are lots of people that still buy discs, but I'm sure there's not too many of them. I'm sure that's an ever-dwindling number of people. And that is about it. Just an interesting fact there today when you were talking about the news. I just found that curious. And I know Mark said, corrected me, but it was curious that I can go on to Amazon now and buy an Xbox Series X. Just there. They're
available. Right.
But if I go on to Amazon to buy a PS5, I have to go on to a waiting list type thing or to be notified. Now, I know Mark said, yes, you can go on and buy a PS5 from the Sony store. And I'm sure that's fine. And I'm sure they've got a great returns process and all of that. But, you know, Amazon's hard to beat that way. But again, we're 2 years in and there's still...
Well,
supply issues.
So this could be two different things. So one, it could be the supply issues still are very much impacting, or part of me wonders if it's Sony actually shifting a lot of their allocation to their own store, Because higher profit margins, they don't have to do the profit sharing with Amazon.
Yeah, that's it.
And so they just say, we'll force you to buy through our store.
And that's where I got mine. So it's apparently working because that was the only place I could find it.
There you go. Just interesting.
I do have a question from the chat. Martin wants to know, would you say that Netflix are ahead of Stadia yet?
Sure, it's just Android.
I mean,
it's a given, isn't it?
Right.
Netflix has added a Stadia in the fact that we feel comfortable that they're still going to support the platform for a long time. Right. Whereas Stadia, it always feels like who knows when they're going to just pull the plug. I don't feel like Google's invested in Stadia anymore. Whereas I feel like Netflix is very much invested in trying to expand their platform and build upon it and keep it healthy. And that's the whole reason why they're going to be going to more... what do they call it? Week-to-week series as opposed to launching everything at the same time.
Right.
So, you know, traditionally Netflix was all about binge watching.
Right.
Now they're like, well, maybe that's not the best course for us. So maybe we'll release these episodically so you come back every week. We keep you longer.
Because Netflix originally was, what was its name before Netflix?
It's always been Netflix. But it started off as a disc-based
thing.
Service. Yeah.
So, because funny, at the same award ceremony I was at a few days ago, the guy that was handing him out, he gave a bit of a talk, and he was talking about the guy who started Netflix, and way before streaming, and he wanted to say, look, instead of having to go to the Blockbuster store, how can I get anybody can have a film, and they don't have to queue up, and he started the postal service, but... You know, and that became Netflix. And there was Love Film back then. And I just thought that it changed. But he always called it Netflix, and it was a postal service. I don't think that was available here. It was Love Film mostly over here. Well, it's just, I probably back then, I wonder, could you get games from Netflix as well on disc, I wonder, as well as movies?
No, they only did movies. There was Gamefly.
Gamefly, that's right.
It still exists, believe it or not.
So Gamefly... Netflix. So Netflix started actually just miles away from where I used to live. And it was funny because they had this hole in the wall, office, but it was just all movies just in sleeves. And I remember they went through a big thing with the post office because the post office was, I think, taking issue with how Netflix was trying to ship the game or the movies. And so they ended up having to redesign their sleeve packaging so they could actually go through the mailers, the sorters, because the sorters were breaking discs and Netflix they wanted it to be hand sorted. And the post office is like, you guys are doing too much volume. We're not going to hand sort these. But they worked that out, obviously. And then Netflix got smart and they went into this digital realm and they, you know, were able to avoid the Blockbuster.
Like Friday night or Saturday night with your girlfriend or whoever, your significant other or whoever, or with the kids, Friday night was you got to take out, they don't come out in the sticks. I'm not sure if it was the same thing with you. But Friday night, everybody rushed to here in Northern Ireland, it was a thing called Extravision, which is our sort of, we didn't really have Blockbusters here in Northern Ireland. And everybody rushed around and you picked up the VHS box and then on the DVDs and read the back of it. There was no... IMDb to look up quickly on your phone to see.
Nope.
You literally took the film on someone else's recommendation, or that sounds all right. Oh yeah, it's got Dolph Lundgren in it. Yeah, well that'll do. Yeah, I mean that was it. And then or you had to queue up because there was only 10 copies, so you were standing at the counter waiting for someone. Yeah, there's six due back tonight, and you were sitting waiting for a copy of the latest of Titanic. Just coming back again or whatever it was, and how that has all changed in such a relatively quick space of time.
Yeah.
You know, from Blockbuster and then, oh yeah, well, Love Film or Netflix home delivery killed. This was the start of the end of all of that.
God, we had Blockbusters. I mean, you couldn't spit and you would hit a Blockbuster. I mean, they were everywhere. And then in a blink of an eye, they were just all shutting down.
I remember renting a DVD player from my local store to watch a DVD at home.
I remember having
friends around.
Yep.
To watch a DVD.
We rented the Laserdisc player. That was the big thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
My dad was convinced Laserdiscs were going to take over. my dad was wrong about a lot of technology.
I think I still have a copy of Die Hard and VHS that I have to return. So
beta is the future.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. There you go.
little trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Kim. Let's go through some new releases.
All righty. Yeah, your new releases for September 25th through October 1st are: we have Grounded for the Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One and PC on the 27th. Cocoa Life, which sounds like it should be in a beer commercial, but whatever. For the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 27th as well. Life is Strange Remastered Collection for the Switch on the 27th. The Fridge is Red, PC, on the 27th. Apparently, they have a red fridge.
Apparently. It's not blue, it's red.
It's red. Yeah, the Legend of Heroes, Trails from Zero, for PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC on the 27th as well. Tunic is finally coming to PlayStation, so it'll be on the PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 and Switch on the 27th. I have to finish that game, but right now I'm at, like, the two hardest freaking puzzles in the world, and ugh. Makes me tired just thinking about it. Death First, Let It Die for the PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4, the 28th. Brewmaster for the PC will be coming out the 29th. Dwarf Romantic, which I swear to God, it reminds me of Dwarf on Golf. Tim Conway, whoever was.
Yeah. Dwarf on Golf. Yep.
That's what that reminds me of. Probably not what that's about, but whatever. It's like
probably not
porn. But anyway, Dwarf Romantic for the Switch on the 29th. Let's Build a Zoo. Let's not and say we did. For the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch on the
20th. You know that's a Phil game, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I can hear it already. Yeah. Moonbreaker for the PC on September 29th. Pathfinder Wrath of the Righteous for the Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch on the 29th as well. So that might be a good one. Picross S8. Maybe that's Season 8, whatever, for the Switch on the 29th as well. Valkyrie Elysium for the PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 on the 29th as well.
There's a shitload of games coming out on the
29th. It's weird. It's September and we're like getting, you know, inundated. FIFA 23 for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One and PC on the 30th. My Little Pony. A Maritime Bay Adventure for the PlayStation 5 on September 30th. I figured there was more there, but no, it's just coming for the PS5. Alrighty, I'm disappointed. Well, not really, I have a PlayStation 5, but whatever. Witchy Life Story for the PC on September 30th. And those are your new releases, and there's a shitload, so there you go.
I feel like that My Little Pony may be the incorrect title of the bunch.
Probably.
I think I have a deep heat in my eye.
I don't know how to respond to that. I have deep heat in my eye. That sounds like a porn title.
It really does.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was just reminiscing about the tracking on a VHS player.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah. That basic NSYNC scene. The mom
going
back to the future.
All right.
I got it static. What? Rewind a wee bit. Stop. Go. Stop. Pause. Frame at a time.
She uncrossed her legs. There it is. All right. We're at that point in the show. We have we've said as much as we can say. Romancing the Stone, great movie. I love that movie. All right. Let's do a last shout out, Kim, for the chat. Make sure we get everybody recognized that is in there, except for Snoogans, because he didn't show up for PUBG. He doesn't get called out at all.
Oh, all right, I suppose. We have Martin. We have Boomer. I got to pull up the list because I don't remember. That's terrible. I'm sorry. Snoogans and Hardly Dan. So, thank
you. Did I not just say we're not calling out Snoogans? We're not going to say Snoogans' name at all. We're Snoogans. Do not say Snoogans.
Snoogans. He's the best.
The guy whose name is not Snoogans, but it's Snoogans. Anyway, whatever. I don't care. Thanks for being in the chat. It was nice. So, and it's been, like I said, really, really active. So that's always cool. So thanks, you guys.
That is always nice. Speaking of nice, let's give some shout outs. We will start it with Robin Tate, the nicest person in the world.
I have no one to shout out.
Moving on to Kim.
Kim.
Well, I have one.
Thanks for listening.
Matthew just jumped in the chat. So I've got one. So,
CP Matthew has missed everything. Right? Literally everything. This is what you get for showing up late, Mr. Matthew.
Shout out to you guys. As always, shout out to the chat. Thanks for showing up. And everybody have a good week this week. Hopefully. Yeah.
You
know, good news. Hopefully all that.
Just, and everybody was at EGX. EGX was on in London this week, and I wasn't there. Could have been there. I will be there next
could
year.
Could have been.
So it looked like it was a good enough event. I see lots of tweets coming in from people having fun at it. So I missed you, EGX, this year, and I'm glad I didn't feel like shit today because of it.
Yeah. There you go.
You didn't really feel like shit the next day from EGX. Come on. Important things to think about, people. Mr. Matthew, this is the one thing you can get caught up on. We're talking Vegas next year. We will be formulating plans. We will accept ride-along riders. Yep. So if you are hunkering and have a hankering for Sin City, let us know.
March, April, and, May.
Yeah, March,
not,
April,
not for,
May.
Not for 3 months. Not for 3 months, but a long weekend in Vegas. Yeah.
No, we're going for 3 months, Robin. That's the plan. Oh, my God. Anyway, shout out to my wife. She's awesome. That is all. Yep. Shout out to Mark because I had a blast playing with Mark on Friday. We had a great time with PUBG. CP Matthews in. I love it. Yes. Mark, get your ass back on the podcast, though, because if you have time to play PUBG, I'm just saying, you know, you could be. Okay. Anyway. And I think that's it. I think that's all the shout outs. So. That being said, Kim absolutely is ready to go. Boomer, you're in. CP Matthews in. The cast is growing. Although, Kim, you're going to become Tim because if the wives find out there's a Kim going, it's not going to go down well. That's it. We're done. Outro. It's starting right now.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
So, Kim,
how do you eat a Kit Kat bar? Inquiring minds want to know.
I know. That'll be a secret.
We gotta know. I mean, do you, is it finger at a time,
You know what? I don't, Robin. You probably didn't get these commercials. They used to have these commercials about the Tootsie Pop. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Yeah,
and that just in itself was very phallic. Mm-hmm. Watching,
some people break it sort of right in half. Mm-hmm. Now Judith takes it stick at a time and. Eats the chocolate, all of it, and then takes the wafer. And
wow.
It's kind of weird.
I'm consuming.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, she's very thorough.
Yeah.
So, definitely. But do you, are you traditional finger, like, licking? Is it all broken? Like, do you break it in half and then half again, or into fours, or which way does it go?
Your legal counsel, Kim, I advise you not to answer this question.
People want to know. It's important.
I know. Yeah, because I got in this trouble once before when somebody asked what OnlyFans was, and I knew it was because my cousin didn't have one, but she, you know, whatever. And I tried to explain this, and then the next thing I know, everybody's like, "Oh, you've got an OnlyFans." I'm like, "Fuck, no."
Yeah.
I just know how it works. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about how you eat an Oreo cookie.
I don't know. A couple of years ago,
the cream filling, it's going to be all over.
A couple of years ago. Judith wanted to Netflix and chill. She thought she was being all trendy, and she didn't get what she was thought she was getting. All right, guys, bye. See you soon. Right. I'll sort this tomorrow.